AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón.
Calm mind brings inner strength and self-confidence. And that's very important for good health. Right
back.
Telling me.
Vic, you said they were going to sweep. You were wrong, and you should be shamed and flogged like that guy flogged the dolphin.
I never called a sweep.
You did call a sweep,
you
Vic.
You called it yesterday.
You called a sweep, Vic. You said sweep. We heard it.
Dirty face.
Dodgers in six.
No,
Dodgers
you said
in
it.
Six.
You might as well give him the loss if you said six.
Six.
Jeez,
I said
you never said six.
You guys got to listen with more clarity.
What?
Now you're attacking my tinnitus?
Excuse me?
Now all of a sudden you're making fun of me because I'm partially deaf?
And you know I don't hear well either, Vic.
Well, I want you guys to listen clearly.
All right, fine. I wish I could. Instead, I've got this my ear all the time.
Say it again,
I did
Vic.
Not know that. I'm sorry to hear that.
You know what's good? Dive in the ocean every day. That's right. Really good for your ear.
Exactly.
It's really good
it
for
it brings
you.
Me peace.
Yeah, that's great. Vic, you said six? Yeah.
I said six.
Did we not ask you? Because you sounded pretty geeked up about yourself yesterday when it came to this.
Oh, yeah, I'm geeked, man.
Well,
I'm totally geeked. But listen, I told you that they're a plucky team. They're going to win a couple games.
I like plucky. They have
an excellent bullpen. They're going to score some runs occasionally. But that's it, occasionally. Last night was their occasion.
Okay.
They got that guy that with the wide eyes who's super tall and intimidating. He freaked me out a little bit.
They had a lot of weird
Fairbanks.
Guys.
Isn't that his name?
You know, and
Fairbanks.
Say,
yeah, Fairbanks.
Comes from a lot of money.
Say whatever you want about Snell, by the way. But
yeah.
I would appreciate it if people wouldn't attack the bags under his eyes, as I resemble that remark. People
you started like, the attack.
This guy looks like this guy hasn't slept in months. It's like, hey, leave him alone.
Hey, you leave that alone.
You leave him. It's,
everything else is fair
it.
Game except bags under it. People's eyes.
It's not his fault.
You can attack his stupid hair. You can attack his
no
lack
chin.
Of a chin. But don't you dare say anything about
get
his bags.
Get after his parents.
Don't
his
you
his brother's
dare.
Battle blades. Shoreline.
You can get after it all. He's stupid delivery while
look,
he's playing
look
Twitch.
At this guy. Does this guy sleep?
Hey! Hey, that's not okay.
It's the best. The best is when there's a group of dudes and be like, man, do you see that girl? Do you see the toilet on her? This and that. And everybody's laughing and then they bring up one girl. Yeah, that one girl. Hey! Hey! She's a nice girl.
Nice girl.
She's a nice girl, all right? From
oh,
you,
God.
All right? I learned it from watching you.
Hey, you leave the bags alone. You can attack anything else, but I don't want to hear it about the bags. It's not okay.
Leave Snell.
He's a
alone.
Weird looking dude.
And he had a great game.
He looks like Tyronn Lue.
He had
a hell of a game.
He's one of those guys where like every angle of his face looks like a different dude.
Well, and I just can't
sometimes get he looks like Nick Wright. Sometimes he looks like
like a Opie, bird.
Opie. From the
Andy Griffith show? Like little Opie Cunningham? Or his brother Clint?
It was a rough some of the angles looked like that too.
It
was a rough night for the Dodgers and Dodger fans that thought it was going to be a tiptoe through the tulips to win the World Series. The series is now tied, and I'm fairly sure that means the series is even. The series is tied,
no.
And that means that.
What is wrong with you? What do you mean, even? The Dodgers are up. They're up.
No.
They threw their ace against Year of the Cat, who lasted an inning. So, okay, that's not really a loss. The Dodgers are still up. They didn't even throw their ace.
See?
They threw Kershaw, who's the second or third best starter they have behind, I would say probably the third, behind Urias and Walker Buehler. And they won that game against their second best starter.
But to me, Matt, and you know, I hear your reasoning and the tone of your voice, which just sounds like you're speaking the truth, it convinces a lot of people.
Sure.
But when I look down,
it's like when Ned told us it was all even.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
When I look down and I see right here on our T-sheet that Tim Cates, who works his ass off on Scam.
2 hours of Scam.
And then
produces this show.
Dodgers on Deck. Produces our show. Make sure we have great guests like James Loney for the return today.
What do you guys want to ask him? Still playing Guitar Hero?
Still into video games? Still monosyllabic?
You got the Lone Dog?
Yeah, we do.
We do. Remember those days, Mick? Remember those days? When Bassett would book the Lone Dog like 4 times a month?
And we'd be like, what's up, Loney? He'd be like, nothing.
He's all grown up now, guys.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see about that.
He's on CBS.
Yeah, he's working with Jim Hill on their post game on the weekends and stuff. Yeah,
Jim Hill celebrating a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Jim.
Happy birthday.
Sure.
Brother Jim. James Loney will join us.
Keep the faith.
What do we got today, Dave? We got Loney.
Yeah, Loney again. Really?
He played for both teams, so he can talk about Tampa.
Indeed.
Tamper. James Loney will join us at 3:30. David Vasse, the Loney advocate of yesteryear, will join us at 2:20, 2:30 in the next segment.
This is where Cates tells us that he booked Dan Orlovsky to come on to talk football, and we gave him a bunch of S for it. You're going to book the quarterback that went 0-16 for the Lions? Really? That's the guy? Hey, I've been watching his Twitter videos. This guy's really got it.
He's changed.
And what happened after that? What happened right after that?
He's the best analyst on ESPN.
There you go.
You were right, Kate. So maybe.
He is?
He's pretty good.
So maybe you're onto it with Loney. If you tell us, are you willing to put your reputation?
Well.
Are you willing to put your reputation on the line for Loney, who's going to join us at 3:30?
I'll tell you right now, that guy ain't better than Lewis Riddick. Right now.
Lewis Riddick in dress, though. He's got some nice looking suits.
Hit the alarm.
At least he can do that.
We are being alerted. I just got a text from Oral Hershiser.
He wants more panic. Bulldog
on the show. He's the best analyst on Spectrum Sportsnet LA.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Even close.
I take exception to what you just said, Matt.
Forgot about that, Ned. I was thinking the best analyst in the booth.
Oh, by far.
By far.
Oh
without
yes.
a doubt.
It's close, but Oral still.
Well, it is subjective.
It's close.
But, you know, for us. Oral Hershiser text on the Secret Text Dosa line brought to you by Chevrolet.
The Secret Text Dosa line.
Sold out to Chevy.
With 3 exclamation points. The Panic Brothers are back!
Yes.
And then he writes, because here's my problem. And I had this problem in the last series, and perhaps it's because I'm stupid. Nobody would confuse me with the best analyst at my network.
Somewhere. Stupid!
Nobody.
Brady Quinn?
Well, he's
no.
in the argument.
That's a dumb answer.
I'm certainly not.
It's freaking Reggie.
Stupid!
Thanks for saying it, so I didn't have to, Matt.
Somebody wake him up.
Because you know it hurts me to have to admit it.
Well, someone here's got to say it.
It's true.
That guy knows his S.
Overprepped, really, is what I say. I look down on my sheet, and it says here, the series is tied 1-1. The series is tied. And now I got Oral texting, no, up by 1.
Exactly.
What is this?
That was their ace. That's the only bullet they got in the gun.
That's
after that,
true.
They are firing blanks.
See, you were not in the car like I was to hear the David Vasse Dodger dip on air between the Dan Patrick baton handoff to Sachs and Cates in the AM, also known here as
Scam,
which was finally called Scam today.
Thank you, Cates.
We appreciate Cates calling Scam on Scam. I think that's an important step for everyone.
Follow up. Hey, welcome to Scam. I'm here with Sachse.
No.
Just to rub it in.
The Scam didn't come till later, but I heard the David Vasse Dodger dip, and maybe you can verify this. And David Vasse, unlike Bill Plaschke and some others, is not only in Arlington, but has a credential. And Cates, tier three, but still. Cates,
hey, that's a credential.
Vasse said
he's official
that the best pitcher that the Rays have is going tonight. He's the best pitcher in the playoffs for the Rays. And that he has pitched something like 9 or 10 straight scoreless innings.
He's a cheater.
Cates?
Matt's right. He's a cheater. He was on the 17 Astros.
Well, okay, but that doesn't.
Yeah, but he's never done it against the Dodger line.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, game 7.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not even.
I don't know.
You're right,
I
it's not even.
I thought it was 1-1.
The Dodgers up.
No, maybe the Dodgers are down.
No. You mean to tell me you'd rather have Charlie Morton than Walker Buehler on the mound? Cates, you're the seam head in these parts. Would you rather have Charlie Morton taking the ball for you tomorrow or Walker Buehler?
Walker Buehler.
Wait, first of all, no, wait. I didn't tell you that at all. Don't Hartman me. I didn't tell you that I'd rather have Walker Buehler than Charlie Morton.
It sounded like to me.
I didn't even remember the guy's freaking name that I heard from Vasse's report this morning. All I'm saying is this.
I'm tired of your conversation.
When I look down at the damn tee sheet and it says the series is tied, and then people that I trust, or I'm supposed to trust, say it's not tied, I start to feel as if I'm being taken for a long ride.
Why don't you use that brain of yours and just think back to the last series when we mocked everyone that came on and said, they're ahead. This is even. It's not that big of a... And what did we do? We pushed back. We mocked them. We said, these people are crazy. And they end up winning 4-3. I learned my lesson. If they say it ain't even, it's not even.
The only way they were able to win was by making the series uneven. Quite literally.
Well, yeah. So they won 4-3 on paper. But really,
look,
it was like 6-1 in that 7-game series.
I can't play these statistical semantics games.
Exactly. You hate stats.
No, I don't like them.
I mean, you're all about the gut and the eyeballs. And it's like, hey, man, whatever. One, that's a stupid stat.
Hey,
wins?
All,
who cares?
Don't tell me what I'm about. Second of all, it says the series is tied.
Well, that might be a typo.
And people are like, oh, the series is even. Like, the series is tied, or the series when the Dodgers were against the Rays. Oh, the Dodgers are up. The Dodgers are up. Yet it takes Justin Turner going horizontal, literally like the horizon of the Pacific, and stretching his old body to make a tag.
We knew he was going to do that. That's what happens. Hey, you know what's going to happen? Justin Turner's going to make a play. Yeah, big game player. Big game players make big time plays. And that's what he did. You heard what Bill told us yesterday. I think this might be the worst team in the World Series ever.
Bill's headline said, can the Dodgers win the World Series after one game? Yes! I mean, my God!
Bill jinxed the Dodgers, by the way.
He did not. You heard how Don Martin was walking around. Hey, I just hope it gets to a game five so Clayton can pitch again.
You know, this
I
guy.
Mean, I'd be willing to sacrifice a game so he could pitch and get the MVP. I'd be willing to give one more.
This guy's a smart guy. He's a writer. He just texted this. Quite literally, it's tied.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. But guess what? Baseball is not played in the literal world. It is a very figurative sport.
It's not played on a linear plane?
No.
Matt, here's one from the 304. How does Ned teach in a higher learning school like Pepperdine when he can't compute the difference between one and what?
Because he's operating on a higher plane.
3D chess.
Exactly, man. He's Mr. Roper. He's breaking through that wall. We're idiots. See 1-1, then we get Oral come on, and he tells us it's not even. Guess what? It ain't even. Baby, he had to text you to remind you just now.
I just got to say, I'm stupid. This is a blind spot for me. I can't look down and see 1-1 and then tell the listeners that the series...
Kate's plagiarized that anyway. This is just ESPN propaganda.
I took it from Dodgers.com.
There you go. You got it from Dodgers. Okay. What do you think Dodgers.com's going to do, right? It's going to try to... Say, hey, don't anybody get too excited now. We really got our work cut out for us. We don't want these guys getting the big hit, so they're going to make it look like it's even when it's not. I mean, he just said it. It's Dodgers.com words.
So.
You don't want the guys getting too full of
it's
themselves.
It's disinformation?
It's a massive disinformation campaign by the Dodgers to share the series is even so their guys don't get the big head and they work hard. Because, look, they have not had an off day, right? They played... Two against the Brewers, three straight against the Pods, went right into a 7-game straight against the Braves. This is their only day off. They don't want them to freak out.
You know, if this was like 10 years ago where I still believed most of the things Matt said, I'd be like, yeah. But your tone of telling the truth no longer hypnotizes me. And I look down on this sheet of disinformation.
Yeah.
And it says the series is tied. And after we had...
Why don't you ask the author if it's tied? The man who wrote who typed these numbers on
the
sheet.
We had a pride parade down Santa Monica Boulevard yesterday for the Dodgers. I mean, we were literally swinging.
Guys, the parade's going to come down California, and then it's going to go up Olive, and then I'm going to have them pull a Huey there and come up Riverside, and Kate's going to do a base jump.
We were doing a breakdance moves with our putzos.
Oh, puppetry of the penis.
Put into cogs in the ground and spit. And now it's tied. I believe that we are perpetrators of disinformation. We'll be right back with more PMS. David Vasse. Yeah, we'll see if Vasse thinks it's even. Coming up next. You better respect Charlie Morton.
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does, and you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mind check, mind check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth.
Thursday Night Football tonight, Giants Eagles kick off at 5:20. Rand in your hand, you just heard the keyword. Go ahead, text that to 200-200. We do it every single hour, every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tonight, we'll do it through the 5 o'clock hour. We'll do it right after we get off the air at like 5 before we go to Thursday Night Football. When you get that code word, go ahead, text it to 200-200 and pay attention to your phone because you have to answer your phone in order to win $1,000. It'll come from a number you don't recognize or one that could be blocked. All the details are at am570lasports.com.
Overconfidence. Snell's brilliance. Perhaps an ill-fated bullpen game? What does it all mean? Here to help us with all of it from Arlington, and he hasn't once taken a picture of a brisket since he's been there, David Vasse.
The home of the Dodgers.
With an inside look at the Dodgers, this is the Vasse Report with David Vasse.
There's only one David Vasse, and he joins us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. He does the best job covering the Dodgers. Every detail of what the fans want to know about the World Series or even spring training or summer baseball or anything that's gone on. Vasse's been on top of it. And he continues with the World Series as the Dodgers lose last night. It's an even series now, Dave. Do we see it as that? Or are we still doing gymnastics with the numbers?
No, I feel like it is a World Series now. That was the game the Rays needed to win, and they have made a World Series out of it. And they have arguably their best pitcher on the mound tomorrow in Charlie Morton. So
I heard that on the Dodger deck.
Is he better? Is he better than Walker Buehler?
Well, he hasn't given up a run in two ALCS starts.
That sounds like a yes to me.
Yeah, he's on par as far as effective. Yeah.
When I tried to report on what I heard this morning on the Dodger dip, and Moondoggy Smith and Burroughs Indians Cates tried to bully me.
Not even
out of the information that I heard accurately displayed on the Dodger dip. You think this guy's better than Snell?
He is better than Snell.
Oh no!
Holy crap! He's
nastier than Snell, and he's a big game pitcher. So Charlie Morton is not going to be easy to hit.
Well, then they're behind. It's not 1-1. They're down.
That's what I tried to tell
Dodgers
you, Matt.
Are down.
I tried
if
to
that's
tell
the
you.
Case,
I
they're
told
down.
You that at the start of the show.
Oh, you? I just said it was 1-1.
No, it could be 2-1 tomorrow after tomorrow.
Oh no.
You know, the one thing is Walker Buehler can handle this lineup, and Austin Barnes is going to catch him more than likely, because I asked Dave Roberts about that, and he did acknowledge the fact that Buehler did pitch really well with Austin Barnes receiving him, and Barnes is an elite receiver. So there is a good chance that Austin Barnes will be behind the dish, as you like to say, Money, tomorrow.
Now, can Buehler bat for Barnes?
Smith will be as the DH.
Yeah, and can Buehler bat for Barnes?
No. By the way, Barnes has been a decent number nine hitter for the Dodgers. He's gotten the lineup to turn over to Mookie Betts pretty well. So don't try to put down. He was overmatched in game one.
Dave, help me understand this, because I'm not smart when it comes to this stuff here. Why do they keep putting Tony Gonsolin out there as a starter when he's only going to throw one inning, and it seems like he's not up for it? Or Dustin May's not up for it. Why not just bring those guys out in the third or in the fourth and try somebody else?
I didn't think Tony Gonsolin pitched that bad. I feel like there's an argument to be made. Why not let Tony keep going and get some rhythm in there? Because, you know, save your bullpen. It's not like Dustin May has been lights out the last three times they've brought him into a playoff game. So for me, I feel like there's the questions that were asked of Dave Roberts were Monday morning quarterbacking last night to the epitome of doing that. The real question was, why not let Tony go a little further, since you said you were going to see whether or not his slider had teeth? And why not maybe consider Alex Wood to start a game like that if he's only going to pitch two innings? Because Wood has been through this before, as you know, has a very high competitive spirit and is not scared in the moment, has that experience. It's not the question about whether or not you pulled him too soon or why'd you bring Dustin May in. Those are the two questions.
Well, did his slider have teeth?
It looked like it in the second inning. He made a mistake to Brandon Lau, and he made him pay for it. But after that, it seemed like he settled in. So I feel like Tony Gonsolin could have gave you more length if the script was a little different.
Well, I guess even though it is, like you said, Monday morning quarterbacking, they're going to have to do it again, right? I mean, like that. This style of game is going, if this series is extended, is going to have to be played again, whether it's a bullpen game or, like you said, there's a starter that can go four or five innings, because this was game two, so it would be game, what, seven, I guess, or six that you would do this again. Do you think they'll approach it the same way?
I'm actually hopeful that they won't if it goes six games, and they'll have Walker Buehler pitch on short rest in possibly a clinching game or staying alive type of game. So I'm hopeful that it's Walker Buehler in game six, and if necessary, Urias, Kershaw, all hands on deck for a game seven. But let's not get too ahead of ourselves here, guys.
Charlie Morton.
The real underscore DV, David Vasse joining us right now, doing the best job of any reporter out there in Arlington covering the Dodgers. You see him on the MLB Network every night. I heard him on the Dodger Dip this morning on the 405 North. Dave is all over it. What was the, I mean, these guys went down 3-1 and came back. What was the vibe after losing a World Series game, which obviously can't be easy, especially when you had the tying run on base or up on the plate?
Right, and I feel like
the dish, as we would say here.
I don't like to use that term too often. It's like people that say the bump.
The dish?
Oh, I love the bump.
It's not a bump.
What about the hill?
No, I love the hill.
It's not a bump. It's not a bump.
It's bump.
It's a hill.
It's not flat.
Bump's a little big, a little smaller than
and
than
a hill's
pitching
a lot bigger.
Mound.
Hill's that's a lot a
pitching,
bigger.
Hey, look,
it's a pitching mound.
If somebody took that bump on in their nose, they'd die.
That's right.
But yeah, the encouraging part was that they were able to mount a rally, and they almost had something really going there, where in the eighth inning, Seager led off the inning with a home run. Turner doubled, but then unfortunately the next three guys were retired in order. So that was the encouraging part, and it shows the Dodgers can get to this pitching staff. They chased Blake Snell. They forced him to throw a lot of pitches. So it wasn't really a bad loss in that bucket, but obviously it's a missed opportunity to really take a stranglehold of this series. I'm out here in the field, by the way, guys, and I saw Kershaw throw his bullpen session.
Oh, yeah.
So no morning scratch on Sunday, so you don't have to worry about that.
Now, the Glasnow guy is like 6'10", and he's throwing the ball 100 miles an hour. Yesterday, Snell, that stuff looked nasty, and he's another like 6'5" guy. What's the deal with this Charlie Morton? Because he's all old. Is he tall and powerful? Is it the same style of pitching?
He's a little bit more crafty. He has bite to his fastball. He can throw hard, but he also knows how to use his secondary pitches. So from what I understand, he's just flat out nasty from people that have seen him. So it's going to be very difficult. But a lot of people feel like the Rays offense can't touch Walker Buehler. So
exactly
it's,
right.
It's going to be a battle of the bullpen, and it's up to you guys to determine which bullpen you believe is going to blink first, Trinan, Gratterall, or Fairbanks and Diego Castillo.
Well, that guy Fairbanks doesn't blink. His eyes are wide open the whole time. It's terrifying.
He's like Tweak from South Park.
Great observation.
What's going on with that guy, Kate? I mean,
that guy's weird.
I'm Dave.
I know, but Kate's was talking about the Dodger bullpen being so great, but isn't the Rays bullpen supposed to be better?
Yes. I would say the weakness for the Dodgers is their bullpen. They don't have
a
strikeout pitcher.
I was calling you,
Kate.
Yeah.
Kate's like, I never said that. Well,
yeah.
Put it on me. Put words in my mouth.
Kate said the Dodger bullpen kicks ass.
Oh, I did.
And they beat the whole Tampa Bay bullpen in a fight.
Yeah.
So the Dodgers maybe not even in an even series now anymore, Dave, since they lost game two. Perhaps the Dodgers are down one or even two games in the world of 3D chess.
I hate to put it on one or two guys, but really the Dodger offense goes as Mookie Betts and Corey Seager goes. So if those two guys do what they did in game one, the Dodgers should be able to win game three. And Mookie has seen Morton a lot. He's had success against Charlie Morton. So hopefully he can get things started. But those two guys, if they're not scoring runs, driving in runs, it's going to be hard for the Dodgers to score runs.
All right, let me throw this at you. And see, that's a pun because we're talking pitchers, Dave.
Uh-huh.
We heard this about Glasnow.
Good stuff.
Like, hey, this guy is lights out in the postseason. And then you look at the regular season
Hard
and you're
High's
like,
not changing their name.
It was like, hey, wait a minute. It wasn't that great in the regular season. He's just had a good couple starts here. I'm looking at Charlie Morton's regular season numbers, and he had an ERA that was sniffing five. He just had three really good starts against the Yankees and two against the Astros. So is he just hot right now, Dave, or is he really like a dominant pitcher? Because he was 2-2 with a 4.74 ERA in the regular season.
Right, and it was only nine starts during the regular season. So all of these things this year, I feel like you can take with a grain of salt because Walker Buehler wasn't that great during the regular season. But as you know, in the playoffs, guys step it up a little bit more. And I think you just have to live in the here and now money and not go with that three-year sample size and realize that he's really good.
Okay. Well, I guess we got to realize.
Dodgers are down. Panic Brothers forever.
I mean, I told you, Matt. You know, you came
on
here. No,
you told me it was even. You didn't tell me they were down.
No, I did. I tried to say
you said they're even.
I said they were
down. You said, I'm looking at the paper, and it says right here 1-1. Why are you saying that they're up?
But I said,
because that's what everybody says. They say
they are not down.
But because of the Dodger dip, I thought that they might be trending down.
I didn't know about the dip.
It's a Dodger dip. It's at 7 o'clock. Right at the top of the hour.
Last year money, by the way, if you want a bigger sample size.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton, 16-6 with an ERA of 3.05.
What team
almost
was he on?
Almost 200 innings. What Tampa team? Bay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How'd Tampa get their hands on him? I thought they were poor.
Yeah.
They signed him because
he
was coming off injury, and they took a flyer on him. They believed in him.
Kind of like a Rich Hill?
Yeah.
Like a Blake Trinan?
So. More like Rich Hill.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, Dave, yeah.
I thought it was just like Blake Trinan.
Listen to the baseball expert.
That's me, Dave. Have a great night, and
thank you, Dave.
What are you going to do tonight?
I'm hoping to finally get to this Tex-Mex restaurant that I've been wanting to go to, but I can't find anybody to go with me, so we'll see what happens.
Pick up a homeless person.
Call Plasky.
Is he still here?
He was never there.
Never here, right?
Yeah. Why didn't you never help us here. Out with that?
I heard there's someone there that would have liked to have been credentialed but was denied.
He's just taking videos of hot dogs from a window.
And his food that he's eaten. things have taken an interesting turn.
A lot of foofs out here for the World Series now.
Foofs.
What's a foof?
A foof out here. Hey, Dave, you know who's coming on with us next hour?
Is the foof the same as a toot?
You know who's coming on with us next hour, Dave?
Who's that?
James Loney.
James Loney.
Oh, yeah. He played for the Rays.
Exactly.
Exactly right, Dave.
Why don't you get J.P. Howell on? He's more of a Ray Dodger.
Instant panic.
Instant crunchy. Panic was great.
And it's Crunchy Groove Thursday. You can't have J.P. Howell on?
I don't know. What's he doing?
Playing golf.
I guess we'll have to call him
up.
Pro Shop.
When I need a good laugh, I start texting him.
Tell him we want him Friday. We'll be back on PMS. That's David Vasse live from Arlington, Tex-Mex tonight. Good luck. We'll be right back with your minor sports stories and great sports talk. Back to you. It was me.
and my sidekick. He was drunk, I was sick.
A Petros and Money Show.
AMS.
Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
Thank you to Dave Vassay down in Arlington, live at Globe Life Field, watching Clayton Kershaw get a workout in after that Game 1 victory. Series is tied at 1-1, off day today, not like the NLCS where they play every single day. Instead, there will be a day off today, and then also after the next three games, there will be a day off before Game 6 and 7, which would be Tuesday and Wednesday of next week if they are needed. Tomorrow, Dodgers on Deck will start at 3 p.m. That means Petros and Money on noon to 3. Scam will be on 7 and 9. Rogan and Rodney, 9 to noon, and first pitch at 5 p.m., Walker Buehler versus Charlie Morton tomorrow. And remember, you can listen
to Who's got the advantage?
Sounds like Charlie Morton.
If you listen to David Vassay, the Dodgers might not even be in an even series. How about that for panic?
Well, he said we're not in an even series now. The Rays are ahead because of Charlie Morton.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, damn.
That's what I said. Series is tied, it says, but is it?
I didn't think it was. With the Dodger offense, yeah. You heard what Bill Plaschke said.
Your pendulum swung.
And Dave really put me in my place.
We thought Bill Plaschke was
like, who's
right.
Who's this Charlie Morton guy? He's 36, he's all scrawny.
We all thought Bill Plaschke was right until we realized he wasn't even there.
Dateline. Arlington.
Wrong byline. All right, everybody, it is
Dateline,
time.
Dateline, Globe Life Field.
It is time for minor sports stories and great sports talk.
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
Adventure.
Or a pitcher.
Adventure. We talked about a pitcher.
Multiple.
Charlie Morton. Matt, as you know, I've been doing some hiking. And earlier in the year, told the story of how I did encounter a snake in the Valmonte Canyon Trail. Now, I've been enjoying
it. You think this soundtrack's embellishing a little bit what your hiking adventures are?
What do you hear? Now, what I've recently been doing is hiking and listening to,
you're going back up on the hill,
to the game in, on the iHeartRadio app.
A Blackmore style.
Yes. Except we're different ends of the 110.
Sure. You take that end. I'll take this end.
The 110's not big enough for the both of us.
I got it bookended.
So, Matt, there's a website on Instagram that I like to get drunk and buy things on. Adventure clothing. Perhaps maybe an embellishment. Maybe you don't think of me as an adventurer.
Well, just not to the Indiana Jones
level. I know you think
Jones
of yourself as an adventurer, but I guess I can't be an adventurous guy either. But at night, I get drunk, I go on Instagram, and I buy pants and shorts and hats from an adventure company that people that love to adventure frequent. The brand is called Rourke. In my head, I say Rourke.
When you say people that love to adventure, talking like rock, free climbing?
Yeah, like their website's like, wow.
Like, that dude is
these
like
guys,
6,000 feet in the air with no rope.
Right, but I took it to the next level, man. I mean, I'm not on here telling you about me buying pants. On Saturday night, after the Robbie Bogdanovich Ranchero get-together that I was invited to, behind the gates.
You go back up on the hill.
And, you know, that is a rustic area. There are a lot of picket fences and horses around.
Sure.
I went on Rourke.com, and I bought a pair of pants that Ronnie's going to buy because he liked my pants yesterday, a shirt with knives on it, a pair of shorts. Oh, I need my backpack. Kate, will you get my backpack? It's in the other room. And I bought, are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Are you ready?
It's good thing I'm sitting down.
Are you ready?
Bought pants, shorts, a shirt that has drawings of knives on it.
Uh-huh.
What kind of
and,
knives?
And
like a Bowie knife?
And this hat.
It says Fear the Sea.
Yes. Because I do.
Rourke. Is that a skull? Is it suggesting that death is in the sea?
And it is. And the sea remembers its own.
I mean, if you're playing Indiana Jones, death's on the land.
Death's everywhere.
It is. Might as well do something you enjoy.
But I purchased on Rourke.com. I took the next step of adventure.
I can't wait to hear what this is.
Where's from my backpack?
From a designated nature trail.
I bought a knife.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
I bought a knife. I don't know why.
And you brought it to work?
To show you. Yeah, I brought it to work. What if I get attacked? I bought a sweet knife.
By that bitch-ass squirrel that hangs out in front of our door?
What if that? Getting big.
Right?
Very cavalier, drinking the blood of famous bassists. I bought a knife, and I'm not sure why I did. Probably because I was...
Because you were drunk?
Why?
Possible.
Possible. Haven't had a drink since. And here it is, Matt, in the box.
Okay.
See the brand?
Rourke.
Uh-huh. And
now I feel like I'm on an episode of Knife Show, which I used to watch drunk 20 years ago when I was 30 years ago.
It showed up, and my wife shamed me. She said,
"My wife!
Can you even open it and close it?"
Fair question.
And the answer was, half right. I can open it. I had a little bit of a hard time closing it.
The light blade action?
I figured it out. She asked me, you know, if a snake comes at you, you're not going to be able to attack it with a knife. You'll be bitten like 7 times by the time.
Yeah, but you're better off than with no knife.
Right, I said that.
Great band, by the way.
And I said, what if I'm engulfed by weeds?
That's not going to do anything for you. That's not a machete.
I have to chop at the weeds. You know, if they're... You see this knife, man? I mean, look at this.
Well, that's your T-sheet. Maybe not that one.
That's a... Look at this. Ah, look at that!
Can I see it?
You see how... Don't throw it at me now.
I'm going to throw it at you. You know what this knife looks like it would be good for? Stabbing Tommy Pham when he gets lippy outside of a strip club.
Chicken Evans? That's what it looks like. Look at that, Matt. Check out that knife. What do you think of that, Matt?
That's a good looking knife.
Right?
It's got some weight to it.
Right?
Like that little cut out there.
Like, don't you step to me. I will stab you so hard now. I will stab. I used to just depend on the fact that I didn't have any... wisdom teeth surgery. My wisdom teeth came in and they're still in there. So I have more teeth than anybody. So I'd be like, well, I'll bite you. But that's going to be hard.
Well, I mean, if that's all you got.
Yeah, but now look at me, Matt. Look at me. Yeah. I got a knife.
You can get a little something between the ribs there. You know, jab and twist. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah,
or like trees, a big tree, like a branch comes down on me.
I don't think that's going to help you there.
I can swipe at it.
I mean, you might be able to trim
A vine.
You might be able to get a leaf, leaves off there.
A vine.
Like what you could do.
I could get a vine.
You could break a branch off the tree, and while you're walking on your city-designated nature trail, you could like cut all the leaves off of there to make it like a nice pointed stick.
Now, if I take a picture of me with my knife on Twitter...
HR might have a problem with it.
Why? I'm an adventurer. I'm a man of... They have a problem with a guy that wears a cowboy hat here because he's a cowboy?
No,
because... I'm an adventurer. I've got a knife.
He doesn't have the six-shooter on his side.
I've seen him with a lasso.
He does not have a lasso.
It looks like he might.
I don't think he does.
What a hater you are.
Look, you can do it. I'm just looking out for you, Sam. I don't know if HR... I mean, look, we don't even have HR in the building.
I mean,
they're going to virtually shame you.
They're already getting after me for my parking situation.
Right? Me too. I'm an accomplice, and that's what's going to happen with this. You're going to post the knife, and I'm going to be a damn accomplice.
Hey, look.
Ooh, you know what you should do?
Next time you come and mess with us, just remember, I got a knife.
What if I stand? I'm going to stand on the other side.
Oh, we'll throw it at you?
I want you to throw it at the door. See if you can like get that thing to turn over and stick in the door. But wait. Oh, it'll stick if you give it a good throw. All right, but I don't want to stand here and have it bounce and stick in my
head. Wait a minute. Now all of a sudden we're like, don't take a picture of the knife because HR might have a problem.
Right.
And now we're like a Morgantown axe throwing bar.
Kate will delete this from the podcast. That's why you got to download the iHeartRadio app so you listen in the moment.
Is this a throwing knife, do you think?
I don't know. Let's see.
Do you think if I gave this knife to Chavez in Young Guns or Young Guns 2, the Lou Diamond Phillips character, do you think he'd be able to take out one of the regulators with it?
Right to the neck. Get a jugular, boom, down. Want to give it a go?
How about a step in adventure, though? How about this? Right? Is this not a step in adventure?
If you're going to do something with it.
I brought it to work.
Great. How about you throw it at the door and see if it sticks?
Oh.
That's adventure.
All right, get out of the way. All right. I don't want it to hit your small head.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to talk. It's a radio show.
That's why I'm standing up here. So if it bounces off, maybe it'll just hit my leg.
Oh, what if it's stuck in your Achilles? Oh, that would be terrible. So great.
All right. Hold on. I'm over. Maybe throw it straight on so it doesn't ricochet. Ah. This way.
Yeah. Shut up, physics.
I stepped on the air.
All right. I got to do a good throw.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Ah!
Do it one more time. It just bounced off. But I think it turned over. It looked like it turned over. It was just a...
One more.
All right, one more.
One more time.
Our door that many of you may remember was supposedly ground up into a bunch of sawdust, but was just hiding in a storage closet. Oh, that was... See, that would have hit me. It's right... One more time. That was close. And it stayed locked. One more time. Come on. Right on one of our faces there, on the picture of the three of us.
Just think of it. Like, drug dealer comes around the corner. You know what? I'm not going to throw it at the door.
Oh, you know what?
I'm going to throw it at that thing.
Yeah. There we go. Throw it at the soundboard. Here we go. Oh, but it put a hole in it. It's definitely sharp enough to cut a hole. That fabric's ruined.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All right, we'll take it. Now I'm going to.
So who's not an adventurer now? Matt, I've proven that I will throw the knife.
You know what that was? That was an adventure. That little bit of live radio right there, that was an adventure. And if I were you, I would write a review and thank Rorik for bringing adventure into your life.
Rorik.
Hey, you know what?
Rorik.
I was just a punch the clock, show up to work, go home kind of guy until I found Rorik, and now I'm throwing knives at soundproofing in the middle of our studio.
I was a fat radio host, and now I have pants, a knife.
A knife shirt to go with my knife.
And the proclivity to throw that knife.
Exactly right. You better be careful when you come in the studio here, Cates. I take a knife right to the ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got my gun.
You really?
Not on me.
Well, then, well, look, that's about as good as Leslie's mask when she was down in the lobby. I know you guys are looking at me. I have a mask. It's just upstairs.
Yes, that helps a lot.
Thanks, Leslie. Yeah, I'm glad you have a gun, Cates. It's at home. You come in here and you're going to take a knife to the ribs.
I'm going
to
hike today and I'm going to bring my knife.
Okay.
And I'll report back tomorrow.
You know you should do? Just to make sure. Duct tape it to your hand. So, like, put it there in your hand and then just wrap it full of duct tape.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Why, how'd you cut your forehead? That was wiping the sweat off my brow.
A mosquito.
Cates, if you had your gun, I would quite literally have brought a knife to a gunfight. We'll be right back with your word, number, and song.